This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hola and welcome in, listeners, to great radio stations like Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans. Also, our friends at 1210 The Man in Miami, Florida, and 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Big show for you. Our question today: how did your parents make the situation better or worse? We have a situation where a wrestling match was going on, and one of the parents involved was not too happy with the way his son was being treated on the mat, so he bum rushed the mat and basically tackled and slammed his opponent, who was a high school kid, to the ground. The man was 56 years old, and he was charged with assault. Then we have the story of the New Hampshire father who strangled the coyote that killed his child, or tried to kill his child.
Yeah, attacked his child. Yeah.
Attacked his child. His father there in New Hampshire lost his mind and strangled the coyote.
Put him snout down in the snow and just squeeze, man.
Our question: how did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999. Ola, before we get to our callers.
I like the father that did that to the coyote.
Yeah, oh, sure, man.
Like you're attacking a kid, like, argh.
Okay, you give us the name of the caller, Steve, and Ted and I will determine if we believe, based on the name alone, the parents made the situation better or worse.
Okay, that's strong.
Fair? All right, okay.
Right now, nothing, side action. Nothing too bad.
All right.
Hello, Beth. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Beth, I think they made it better.
All right, guys. So I grew up in the country, the youngest of six kids. We were real poor. So in the early 70s, I finally was able to work and buy myself my first car. Super old Toyota Corona.
Corona.
Baby blue with dents all over it. Yep, there really is a Toyota Corona. And I was embarrassed by it because it had dents all over it. So I went to bed one night, and my dad was known to maybe spend his evenings at Boone's Farm sometimes.
Oh, really?
And I, yeah.
The guy was six kids.
He was having a strawberry jubilee with himself.
That's right. Well, I wake up in the morning, and my dad's super happy because he said he fixed it. So I go out and look at it, and now I have a baby blue Toyota Corona with putty patches all over it. And dance with putty patches. So then I got to drive it to school like that for about a week until I got teased so badly that my dad took some spray paint and spray painted my car.
Man.
How bad did that look?
It just keeps getting worse.
The old car that had a back seat that you had to have a cup in there so you could, you know, like a boat, right? You had to pull the water out of there when it rained.
Ah,
out of the back seat.
How much did you pay for this car?
I paid for the car. I worked my butt off and paid for the car.
How much did you pay?
Oh, back then I paid $900 for it.
For that? It sounds like your car looked like it had leprosy.
You also have to remember, I don't think when you're that age it really matters too much. Like, yes,
no, but
there are kids who have brand new cars, and you know who those kids are.
That's a $200 car.
And you hate those kids. But your first car, man, and your friends don't care as long as you can just get out.
Well, one, your friends will give you gas money, right? That's always the deal. Like, I'll pick you up, man, but I need $1.27 from you.
Right. Nothing was ever normal about the first car when your friends were involved. It was, look, man, we need to pull over and put oil in the car.
It didn't matter.
Because the car's burning oil at an unbelievable rate. Whatever it was always some crap, like antifreeze is leaking into the blocks.
Well, your buddy, whoever owned the car, they kind of became this immediate owner's manual. So even when you got in the car, okay, hey, listen, man, you got to get in on my side because the passenger door doesn't work. Don't worry about the window in the back. If you roll it up, it'll never go back down again. Keep in mind, if I get up to 60 miles an hour, I just need you to hold the glove compartment shut. Like, there are all these instructions just to get in the car, and they were right.
Yeah, because park it on a hill because we're going to have to pop the clutch to start it.
Yeah. Don't put the, my big one was like, don't put that window down. It won't come back up. Or don't open the left door.
Oh, you got a ton of them in that Topaz.
In the Topaz,
The Topaz had like 55 rules.
There was a lot going on in that car.
I remember.
Like, it was just classic.
It's almost like when you get on a plane and they go through the safety instructions. Like, your first car, it's the same thing. For those of you sitting in the back seat, try not to slide to the middle because there's a spring that will pierce your rectum. We discovered that with our friend Tony. Yes, we do have Gary in the trunk of the car. Try not to lean too far back of the seat to collapse and smother him. Don't open the glove compartment because there's a dead rat that's stuck, but I can't get it. Like, this is before you've even started the car to go.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm going to need you just to pee in the radiator just to get the thing started. And you were fine with that. And then you handed that person like $2 for gas money.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on, guys?
Hola.
So this is a story about how my dad made an already bad situation worse.
Excellent.
My freshman year of high school, I wake up one morning with a pretty bad case of food poisoning from what I thought was some undercooked swordfish the night before. On the way to school, I have what you might call a minor blowout on the bus.
That's unfortunate.
On the bus.
That is really unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. No, so I get off the bus, I waddle down to the nurse's office, call my dad, tell him I need him to bring me some change of pants, and told him what happened, and so I'm thinking nothing's going to happen, and he walks in, and first words out of his mouth to the nurse were, "Not again, I swear he does this for attention."
What?
I wish I could make that up.
Yeah, because that's what you want to be known for, Mr. Poopy Butt,
for attention.
Yeah, so keep in mind, I'm a freshman in high school. I'm already, you know, at that age where you're already easily embarrassed enough. So to top that off, that was what you call a crappy day, I guess.
Yeah, it is. How long did the, did the hardship continue after that? I mean, did it follow you all through high school? Like, oh, there's Captain Poopy Pants?
No, luckily not a lot of people found out about it. The only thing that really made it worse was the fact that the school nurse was friends with my grandparents, so my grandparents found out about it. So
okay.
It became a running joke in my family.
Come here, grandson. Yeah. I hear that you soiled yourself on the way to school.
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
31 years old. Well, you're too young for my suggestion, but I have a... My suggestion is, as you get older, it's very important, no matter what, if you have a car, to have a pair of clean underwear, a pair of pants, and socks.
Have you pooped yourself in the car?
At all times. I'm just saying.
Have you pooped yourself?
I have not pooped myself in the car, but I almost had a situation where I realized that this emergency kit was more important than like a flare or roadside assistance. Like, this is more valuable to me than AAA.
Did you say and socks?
Socks, yes.
What happened to you?
I mean, how bad was it?
Think of all the things that could happen.
Right. Again, is this based on experience, or you? Because when you throw on the socks, I'm like,
no.
Is this just from being in a bag? Is this just from being in a car, or is this because you're out golfing in rain?
Close to, I was out, but I almost made a very, very critical error.
And you almost gambled.
I almost gambled and severely lost. And at that point in time, I realized, based on where I was and when I got and when I stopped and when I went into a bathroom at a McDonald's and realized that everything was good, because I wasn't sure. I still wasn't sure if I'd hit the lotto or not. So, so then I made the decision to pack some clothes, which I thought was a smart move.
Okay.
You know?
Because you got that close.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it evaporated or what.
You weren't even sure if anything had happened until you got to McDonald's.
But I walked real slow right into the McDonald's like I wanted a fish sandwich and a coffee. I'm talking like, 2-inch steps.
What'd you buy?
I didn't get anything. I just went to the bathroom, got out of there.
I can't believe you're one of those people.
I know, man.
You should have got at least a small fry.
Should have stolen.
I'm just out of guilt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was out of guilt.
My stomach was in no position to want to get any food at that point. How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
A small diet soda.
Oh. Yeah.
No. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, y'all.
Hola.
Hey, so just want to say real quick, I am a big fan of the podcast, the Megacast, and the Greatest Story Never Told. Thrill, I'm the guy you shared the elevator with when I came to the station with my kids.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Weren't you talking about how ugly his kids were?
Oh, my God, the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
I was thinking.
I mean,
you're the same guy.
I rarely
like, oh,
see
God.
Kids that are ugly, like, but I'm like, oh, my God.
Right. Yeah. I guess you had the dominant gene.
I felt kind of bad having to share an elevator with them. I was like, damn.
You should apologize to them for having to share it with me.
Mm-hmm. Dang, kids, what are you doing here?
Well, anytime anybody, they're like, yeah, your kids are cute. I'm like, yeah, that's because of the mom. I'll just leave it at that. So,
they're adopted.
I played football in high school. My dad coached football high school. One game, my brother had an argument with my dad on the sideline. My dad rushed out to the sideline, picked up my brother by his chest bed, and threw him on the ground. That was a situation that went sideways really quick.
Yeah.
And then as a kid, if I went and ran errands or grocery shop with my parents, they'd be like, hey, meet us at this time, or we're going to leave you home, or, you know, leave you at the store. A couple of those times, I failed that timeline and saw myself walking home.
Oh, they actually left your ass at the store?
Yeah, this is back in Virginia, for what it's worth. The Walmart or the Home Depot or whatever was a couple miles from the house, and on a couple of occasions after circling the store, I'm like, oh, hey there, definitely not here. And I call them, they're like, yeah, man, we're home, unloading the groceries and everything. So.
That's amazing.
Man, left you.
Now, do you feel? I've threatened that 1,000 times, but I never. I'm just glad they never called the bluff. You know.
Do you think it was harder playing sports with your dad being the coach, or you know, was it a lot of flack from the other kids, or was it something that you appreciated the time together?
See, the only downside was my brothers played football for him. I never got the opportunity to get coached by him. I ended up going cross country, which he then was like, there's really not much to see there. And then by the time I was able to play high school football, it was senior year, and the coach that coached my brothers was like, hey, man, if you were 6 foot at like freshman year, sure, but it's too late for you now. So.
Okay. Damn. Interesting.
I couldn't stand my father coach my teams.
What percent of the teams were you on did he coach?
Only like 2.
Okay.
And he was a good coach for other people.
Sure.
Just.
Did he personalize it with you?
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst, man.
Personalize, and then, right, like I would hear everything on the way home. And then the other thing that kind of sucks, too, is like it always felt like it was weird. Like the team he was coaching I was on wasn't that good.
Right.
So I played a lot in baseball. But then also there were certain times where I would get really mad, like, why am I on the bench? He's like, well, I got to play everybody, and you're my son.
Right.
Yeah, I hate
Thanks,
it.
Dad.
You're the sacrifice.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Couple's wedding has been called off after the groom's father and bride's mother both disappeared in a suspected elopement. The youngsters from India were looking forward to tying the knot in February after a year of long planning. However, the ceremony has been put on hold after their parents, a 48-year-old man and a 46-year-old woman, vanished 11 days ago. According to the Times of India, the father, described as a textile businessman, reportedly went missing from his home while the mother was last seen leaving her home in a nearby village. Both families have reported the pair missing. However, it is suspected they may have rekindled a childhood romance and eloped.
Mm-hmm.
A relative of both families told the newspaper they knew each other from living in the same area and that friends disclosed they had previously been in a relationship after they disappeared.
Uh-huh.
Our question, how did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
That's a hell of a way to steal your kid's thunder. Yeah, we know you're getting married, but we're going to have you postpone it because we're going to run off and elope.
Keep in mind that both of those people who were getting married, their parents were together.
Right.
So when
you're
they
back in the day.
No.
No, they were still currently married.
Still currently married.
Oh! Oh, did not realize that.
When they left their other partner for the other partner, they were leaving behind their partners to go and be...
Ooh. Yeah, I didn't catch that part.
Yeah.
That is too much.
Happy holidays. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so it's kind of a weird double story, but I'll preface this with this. So my dad is the kind of guy who can... be out riding dirt bikes, break his collarbone, finish the ride, drive home, say, oh, I need to go to the hospital, drop the bike off, and then go to the hospital himself.
All right.
So he's not one of those guys that's going to sit down and take anything lying down. So we're working on a buddy's truck, sitting in the front yard. I come home from work, and I look at him, and he's got that 70s porno stash he's always had his whole life. I've never seen him without it. I look at him, he's got it missing. I'm like, what the heck's going on? And realize his face is shiny and bloody and still, like, all burned up, and he just looks trashed. And he's like, yeah, I was underneath the truck welding, and I caught myself on fire.
Oh, Jesus.
And so it's not only that, but he wears an O2 tube. So the O2 tube caught on fire and shot flames into his nose.
Oh, so, he was in a mask and basically burned all the hair and the skin off that area.
Yeah, so his whole face, the inside of his nose, everything was all burned up. We're like, hey, you need to go to the hospital. My buddy shows up like 10 minutes afterwards, and him and I, we're haranguing him up, going to the hospital. He needs to go get checked out. No, 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 no. So he won't let us do it. So he starts working on the truck and work on it till about 7, 8 o'clock, so another 3 hours. My mother finally comes home and makes the situation finally better. And it's like, nope, you're going to the hospital. Fine, I'll go to the hospital. And, like, it's surprising just to see this dude totally just not want to take anything any of us says. And my mom comes in and finally makes it totally upright.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Was he unsettling to look at for the 3 hours you're trying to convince him to go to the hospital, right? I mean, dude's face had been on fire. I mean, at some point, I mean, you're like, hey, do it for us because I can't keep looking at you, you know?
I mean, it's like half the time I'm like expecting to see my face and the reflection, the shine on his face.
What was it like when you saw him without a mustache? Was that weird?
That was more disturbing than the burn.
That's what I was going to say, because you've never seen him without a mustache. Did he keep, was he able to grow it back, or did he go clean-shaven for a while?
It took about 3-4 weeks for it to fully heal.
All right, what did your mom say about it? Because your mom probably hasn't seen him without that mustache for a while either.
She was like... We called her and told her beforehand. So she came home just right off the handle and started yelling at him, just letting him have it for not going to the hospital and not waiting the 20 minutes for me to get home from work.
Is it weird? Is it weird to think how much your mom is attracted to that dirty porno stash where your dad has had it on his face his entire life? Like, I'm sure that she's responsible for him not letting that thing go. Is that a weird thought?
I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one.
Okay, all right, yeah.
You just poisoned that guy's brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom likes a dirty porno stash.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was like, I'm just growing up with my dad. Now it's like, well, my mom likes a
big. If he kept the stash, you know there's a reason.
Absolutely.
But some people are very specific. Like, I have a buddy, his dad's had a stash and always will.
Right.
But he's like, when I served in Vietnam, that was the only facial hair I could grow. So I grew one then, never gonna shave it.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think his wife just had to learn to like it.
All right.
You will like my dirty porno stash.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So my story starts, I'm 14. I just got my driver's permit, so I'm super stoked. And in Alaska, you can drive before you actually have your license with an adult in the vehicle.
Okay.
My first time driving, I'm driving to high school, and my dad's in the car. So we're driving. I get to drive his beautiful truck and heading to school. Everything's going good. I'm following the speed limit, using my turn signals. So he's super happy with that. Right before we get to high school, this truck pulls up behind us, and he just starts flashing his lights and honking the horn. So I'm in the left lane, and naturally I get over to the right lane just to let him go by. And, well, when I do that, he was trying to go around to the right and go around me. So I kind of cut him off, but I was just trying to get out of his way. And so my dad in the car got super pissed off. and he reached his foot over and slammed on the brakes and basically brake checked this guy and shifted the car into park, got out of the car, reached behind the seat and grabbed the tire iron, walked up to that guy's truck, hit both headlights out, walked over to the driver's door, kicked his door and tried to get the guy to come out of his car. He was so heated.
You don't say. And the guy who smashed the lights with the tire iron was, quote, heated.
Did you get a knock on the... And I know it's Alaska, but did you get a knock on the door later?
No, I mean, the guy was just frozen in his vehicle and shaking, and we just got back in the car, and he told me to get going, and I drove to school, and that was that.
Had you ever seen your dad that kind of angry before? Not necessarily smashing something, but, I mean, just kind of flying off the handle?
My dad was known for having a little bit of a temper, yeah. So I've seen some stuff, but that was my personal experience with not making the situation any better.
I figure if you're living in Alaska and you're raising a family, you're pretty much a man's man.
You would think so. But still, why do we always describe things as a little bit of, right? We had a guy called earlier who said he had a little bit of a blowout on the bus. A stranger pooped your pants. It's not a little bit, right? This guy, well, he has a little bit of a temper problem. He smashed in the guy's headlights. We always say, she's a little crazy. That means they're real crazy.
Dude, I told you, my dad, I wasn't with them, but I guess somebody cut off my mom. Then at the next stoplight, he got out of the car, went to this lady's car, opened her driver's door, and berated her. So you fast forward a few hours, like they get home. My mom's like, oh, my God, you won't believe what happened. Fast forward another couple hours, there's the knock Miles is talking about.
Uh-oh.
There's the PG County police.
Yep.
Just like, I was like, oh, what's up? You're like, what do you guys need? Like, is your dad home? Like, yeah. And of course, somebody called it in as an attempted carjacking.
Oh, wow.
Your dad.
Well, because he just ripped open the door. Well,
I know, but I've seen it. I'd be like, look, I don't know what's going on, but I can promise you that dude is not trying to carjack someone.
Yeah.
Your mom's had to put out lots of fires, hasn't she?
Yeah. Well, there's a reason they're divorced.
That's right.
It's not too crazy. Now he's lighting the fires on social media.
Oh, is he really?
How did you let that man get on social media? Listen, as long as I've known you, this
anybody
has been the
can.
Scenario. Like, and Ted's like the good son, so like, hey, man, I'm gonna fly back east, see my dad, and we're going to take him out to dinner. But every story you tell about going out with your father in public, like, it's a nightmare.
It is.
But you still, it's always like, yeah, man, flying back east. See my dad this night, man, I'm going to take him to a nice steakhouse. And I'm just thinking, like, he's going to come back pissed, man. He's going to come back mad.
You just never know what he's going to say.
But it's never good.
But no, it's not.
Never
do you
good.
Jump into the thread ever?
What do you mean?
Social
with your
media.
Dad?
Yeah. If he starts, if it's Facebook or whatever and he says something.
No. I called him. Last week during a show, as soon as we get to break, I got to run down the hall and call him. He hadn't drank in years. I said, are you drinking? What? No, why? I said, because you keep posting messages to mom on other people's Facebook pages. Everybody can see it.
Oh,
and
no.
What did he say?
It's
please call me.
Oh, no.
He didn't understand what he was doing.
It's his bad, right? And he goes, I go, do you fathom when you put that? And it's on my cousin's wife's page.
Oh.
Emily doesn't need that.
No. So, nobody does.
So he goes, oh, sorry. I didn't realize everybody. I was like, yes, everybody can see it. Not only that, it lets us know when you've posted on their page. Like, I'm friends with all these people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't get on there much. Like, I see you on there all the time.
They lie.
Oh, I know. I don't know that much.
Yeah, I'm never on there. Like, I know you're on there creeping around because you like stuff. I go, you're just not smart enough to realize it tells me. I can see your activity.
Parents should not be on social media.
I have a rule of thumb. Nobody over 70 should be on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I agree.
It's crazy.
We didn't let my mother know that she could text on her phone like for 5 years. All right. So, and we're saying she found out maybe in the last two. So I think like my parents got new phones or something like that. And so my mom's like telling me about the phone. My dad's all, he understands how everything works. And I don't remember how it came up, but something to the effect of I'm getting ready to say like, well, that's great because you can text me. And my father's not saying anything, but he's looking at me and he's doing a real slow head shake, like, don't say anything. Because he knew once your mother knows how to text, she's never going to leave anyone alone. Oh, yeah. And he was right. Mm-hmm. He was 100% correct.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
Yep. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, boys?
Hola.
Hola.
So my dad's a funny guy. you had to be on your toes all the time at home because, you know, we were zinging you and all that stuff. But anyway, I was in high school back in the 80s, and I had missed school. And so that night, before I went to bed, I told my folks, I said, hey, I need a note to excuse my absence. And my dad said, yeah, okay, it'll be on the counter in the morning. They got it before me and whatnot. So the next morning, I'm going to school, and I grab the note, my excuse, and it says, please excuse Jeff's absence as he had a herpes flare-up.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
All right.
16, yeah. So, you know, of course, that was a good one. Well played, Dad. Pretty yep. funny.
Did it leave the nurse's office?
I used it, man. I don't even think those old. Granted, it's 30 something years ago. I'm not sure. I don't even know if they actually read the excuse for it. But you know, my buddy's going to chuckle out of it, obviously.
You know what? But look, there's a bright side to it. As a parent, like, look, if I say my son has herpes, they know that you didn't forge the note, right? So now they're more likely exactly. to believe in your excused absence. There's no kids like,
exactly.
yo, dog, I've been here yesterday. I missed the test. My herpes flared up.
Sure.
There's not a kid yeah. in high school that's going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
I troll my kids, but in different ways.
Yeah. What's that?
I troll my kids, but in different ways.
How so?
I troll them on social media. When my daughter's on Snapchat, I'll slowly come behind and either do the robot or just, like, my head will go by real fast. I'll say, like, ah, you know? Just to mess with her. Because she tries to be so cool and, like, pouty lips and all this crap. And I buzz by them and tell her, like, nah.
Have you seen Rob Lowe's kids on social media?
No, they troll her dad. They're dead.
Yeah.
Is he on social media then?
Yeah. I mean, he's Rob Lowe. Well, and he posts sure. pictures, like, normally, like, him on a beach or something. He posted one. And he's like, ah, I can't wear these clothes in L.A. And his son's like, I saw you put that knife on your belt before you took this picture.
Oh, damn.
Right? Because it's just his kid. So he's just kind of like, you're not that cool. It's been a tough week for Mr. NFL.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? You know his allegiance. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, this one goes back to when I was in, my brother and I were about 12, 13 years old, and our parents had just gotten divorced. We're living with our mom, and up the street a ways, there was a house, a couple of sisters lived up there. My brother and I both kind of had the hots for them, and one day we're up there hanging out with them on the side of the house, and might have been kissing one of the sisters or something, and the dad comes out, he gets all upset about it, and he grabs onto me and throws me against the neighbor's trailer, and starts yelling at me and my brother, telling us he doesn't want us around his house. We're no good for his daughters, and you don't even have a dad, he says. Of course, that, you know, affected us at that age pretty bad. And the next time I saw my dad, you know, my brother and I, we told him what happened. Well, he got pretty upset about it. He had a 57 Chev, and he puts us in the 57 Chev, and we drive up to this guy's house and makes us get out and stand next to the car, and he goes up and pounds on the door, and guy answers the door, and he's like, can I help you? And he says, yeah, I want to introduce myself. My name's John. And he turns around and points, and he says, those are my two sons, and I'm here to kick your ass. I thought that was the coolest thing that my dad had ever done at that point.
And I'm here to kick your ass. And what did the guy do?
Oh, he wanted to come out of the house. He was scared to death. He kept saying he was going to call the cops and this and that. And my dad's like, no, just step out here on the sidewalk for a minute. I want to have a talk with you. He wanted to come out of the house, but I'll never forget. I'm 55 years old now, and I'll never forget my dad doing that.
Did you ever go back and make out with that dude's daughters again?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you can't stop that. You know what I mean?
No, man. All the way through junior high.
Yeah. I felt like Ted was tracking me there. He's like, yeah, house up the street, had a couple of sisters, picturing these black chicks. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come get you some.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
You're talking about parents on social media. Ted, this one came in. As far as your father, I guess, trying to reach your mom through Facebook saying, call me, as opposed to, I don't know, calling her. Anyway, this one says, my dad shared a porn link on Facebook one time by accident.
Ooh, what's your dad into?
I know, that's the thing, man. Like, you don't want to know.
That's all.
I don't care that you watch porn. Right. I'm like, good. I don't want to go like, oh my God, that's what you like.
We all know what we like.
The problem and it's not is, who you're with.
We just don't need the category.
That's too specialized.
We know you're going to Pornhub. We just don't need to know what you're clicking into.
I really, truly don't want to
know. Whatever makes you happy.
Right. It is mortifying.
I just don't want to know.
Like, oh, God, Dad, no.
I'll never be able to get it out of my head. And every time I see you, I go, ha, 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 ha.
Mom doesn't look anything like that.
Yeah. I think most people's porn preferences probably be what you expect it to be.
I don't know. I don't. But that's the thing. I mean, there are certain people where I could guess what they're into, but those people tend to wear it on their sleeve more. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You might not surprise me, but I've known you a while, right? So that's what, and we talk pretty openly about things. So.
I'm going to go Latinos with big butts.
Ah, once in a while.
Okay. Right.
I like it.
I watch porn that I could see myself in.
So what category is that? Amateur?
POV?
Blondes.
POV.
I'm just saying, like, some of the categories I go to are not that far off of things.
Could I insert myself in the situation and this could be realistic?
Yeah. Okay. How do your parents...
Sure.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, except mature is not mature. You're away from 40. Most of the mature actresses are 40.
Yeah.
I know, right? Just like, well, damn, man.
People your age.
Like, nah. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are y'all today?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
So, this goes back to sixth grade. And ironically, my dad and I were just reminiscing about it last week. My dad's a full bird colonel, or still, well, he's retired now. And I transferred a lot from school to school to school and got transferred from Hawaii to Fort Lewis.
What was the worst move you ever had to make as a kid?
Hawaii to Fort Lewis.
That makes sense.
I wish I could have been a surfer. I don't know. But growing up in Hawaii, I was speaking pidgin, kind of a slang, blah, da, 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 da. And I was always used to being the new kid, and I got transferred out here, and I was kind of speaking a little funny, and I'm used to being a pipe boy or a howley, what they call it in Hawaii. Getting picked on all the time, and I'm good at defending myself. I was never a bully or anything like that. But I got to elementary school here and got in a fight. Got in several fights, actually, over a period of time. My principal had kind of had it out for me a little bit. Anyhow, I got in a fight, and I still remember the kid's name. His name was Brett. Anyhow, we got in a fight on the playground. My principal took both us down to this room and swatted both of us. He went really light on Brett, but he went very hard on me and broke the paddle on my butt. And I still remember it had holes on it. And I had to go home and show my butt to my mother. And ultimately, my mom.
Got the first one.
And, yeah. And she called my dad, who went absolutely ballistic. They never called my parents, asked for permission or nothing else. My dad still won't tell me exactly what happened, but he went down and met with my principal, who never showed back up to school again.
Oh,
and
no.
We got a new principal.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And I remember those paddles. They drill the holes, so you hear the whistle.
Hear the whistle.
Smacked your ass. Like you are Andy listening Griffin. To the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Frank
Castle coming in. We'll sit and spend today with 10 songs about being touched.
By being touched.
Get ready to get your feel on with spin.
So it's not 10 touching songs. Which is
10
not,
songs about being touched. Oh, touched somehow.
I misunderstood, like, hey, these are touching songs. Not like,
No. You're
these are songs
touched.
About being touched.
Being touched. Yeah. You know, like getting the feels. That's coming up with a sit and spin. Our question, how did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Before I get into my story, funny story, the 55-year-old Mike, that's my old man.
Ah.
So, there I was, probably 12 years old. Me and my buddies were playing pool out in the garage. It's 9 o'clock during summertime. Trying to have a good time, not be too disrespectful, but the neighbor's wife screams over, "Go to bed!" So us being teenagers, mockingly, "Go to bed!" Well, the next day, the husband comes over. I think I'm washing my mom's car or something, and comes up to me and all serious says, "You know, hey, never disrespect my wife like that again." I kind of laughed. I thought he was joking, and he gets up real close. I don't think he was poking me, but finger right in my face. I ain't effing kidding. You don't ever talk to my wife like that again. Well, my dad was sitting around the corner working on his truck or trailer, whatever it was. Right when the guy starts walking away, my dad comes around the corner and, "Hey, was he just screaming at you?" "Yeah." "What was that about?" "I don't know." Anyway, so he goes over, knocks on the door. Guy comes out. They get into a heated argument. My dad starts screaming at the neighbor. And the wife comes out, starts screaming at my dad for screaming at her husband. My mom sees it, comes out, starts screaming at the wife for screaming at my dad. There's this huge screaming match out in the middle of the neighborhood. And needless to say, we never talked to those neighbors again.
But no fisticuffs, right. At least.
I'm sorry?
I said nobody got into a fight, though, right?
No fights, no, but there was some ugly words said.
How long did you continue to live next to these neighbors?
My parents still live there. They lived there for maybe another 7 years.
Damn.
Okay.
That's just a long time to hate your neighbor.
No, I know. And nothing's worse than having really piss-poor neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, I don't talk to my neighbors much, but I don't hate either. They might hate me, but it seems like we get along.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, if you have a bad neighbor, it's just never good.
Like a bad neighbor, State Farm is there.
Somebody who empties their pool into your yard.
And then dies in their home.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-OLA.
Blaring music.
Yeah. Well, when I was younger, I'm guilty of that, man. You know?
Oh, no, I'm thinking about myself.
Oh, right now?
No. Years ago. But when I first went to a place in Belltown, like, I was the worst neighbor for, like, a year.
That's a good while.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's
as far as people coming down, knocking on your door, telling you to turn the music down and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you rip the door open? Did you pull that move?
Every time.
Every time? Oh, I'm telling you.
Still works.
It's a stupid thing, right? And
usually it was just like one of my older neighbors, but one time her son was at the door.
Yeah.
And it even caught him off guard. He was a big man.
I'm telling you, man.
What?
Yeah, it's just like, look, it's not about not being civil, because you haven't said anything yet, but when you just open the door violently, and like you get that reverse wind where the clothes kind of blowing, it just puts people off guard for it, because you already know you're in the wrong, right? You hear the knock on the door. Like, yeah, okay, I know what this, either you're smelling the weed or my stereo's too loud, you know. So I just feel like, look, just rip the door open. The person who planned to be the aggressor, they're just a little kinder with the words they use.
If you don't got my pizza, we ain't talking, slam.
I know. I did have a guy once. Two towers in the same apartment building, so we both have the same number, but we're in different towers. We apparently both ordered pizza at roughly the same time, but long story, I end up getting his pizza. So I'm like, the problem was I'd already paid for it, right? You know, because they hand you the pizza. I'm like, cool, you're coming from the place I ordered it from. Great. Give them the money. Open up the box. I'm like, that's not mine. I look at the receipt. I realize, okay, it's the guy in the other tower. I decide, you know what? I'm going to be nice. And the reason I'm being nice, make no mistake, it's what I wanted. There was broccoli on it. So I'm like, if it had been like pepperoni sauce,
that you could handle,
I mean, it's pizza, sure. But I'm like, all right, I'll take it to the dude. This dude was such a D. So I knock on his door. And he got you. Yeah, what? I say, hey, man, I got your pizza. Now I think I'm the pizza delivery guy. Complete a-hole. Finally, I explain, hey, bro, I'm not your pizza goddamn delivery guy, and I hope you don't have that SE attitude every time they come. You're a D. Anyway, I made him pay me back for his pizza.
That's what you called him, a D.
Yeah, he was a D.
How did your parents make the situation better or worse? 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.